When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We've had conversations about, you know, various topics over coffee on occasion, but you know, if there's a match, there's a match. You know, we've got to do what's best for the White Sox, and if that means that we knock on the door of the Cubs, so be it. So they have a talented group that's working its way towards the major leagues, and you know, if we feel like it can help the White Sox, and we'll do it. But, you know, there are other organizations that have, you know, a lot of talent throughout their organization that we might match up better with.
Chris Getz talking about his relationship with Jed Hoyer. Did the Cubs miss an opportunity here, Speaks?
I don't think so. If they are in a holding pattern, at least a short one, to try and get this Kyle Tucker acquisition done, and you might need some prospects to use in that deal. I think the Cubs need a rejiggering of that offense with a stud like Kyle Tucker more than they need a guy like Garrett Crochet.
Would it change your mind if they don't end up with Kyle Tucker?
It depends what happens the rest of this offseason. I think they're committed. It's a fascinating moment for the Cubs. I think they're committed to restructuring that entire lineup. And Cody Bellinger, I think, is going to end up somewhere else. And hopefully Kyle Tucker in here. And you're going to have some prospects go out for some other pieces. Like, I'm fascinated by the moment, and I'm willing to give it a few weeks, hopefully, all. And if I have to, a couple of months, we can. But I think this Cubs lineup is going to look vastly different before opening day.
Trader Jed, that's where we're at, because it doesn't seem to be free agent acquisitions. It seems to be make the roster better by figuring out trades that work for both buyer and seller.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty interesting stuff that's going on, like literally right now, as they're trying to figure out some of the money here on Tucker and Bellinger and some other pieces with Suzuki and the rumors as well. But we'll get to that a little bit more after Jason Leisure, top of the hour. Where were you headed in your mind when you were thinking about the roots of White Sox apathy?
It's what you're saying, and it's the way that Captain White Sox, Chris Tannehill, reacted to it. It's the idea of being so far away. Like, it's because it's not like Garrett Crochet is 30. You know what I mean? Where you're going, well, by the time we get good, he's only going to be, you know what I mean? Like, it's the fact that you had this young pitcher,
yeah,
who you had figured out how to make work, who's still, 2 years of control left?
Yeah.
All of the things that you hope for in rebuilding, like having someone to rebuild around, it's all the things that you hope for, but the situation for the White Sox is so dire.
It's why I didn't want to trade Crochet during the year last year, and I took crap for it every Sunday morning on Hit and Run, and eventually I weakened because it does make logical sense because of how far away they are. It's embarrassing how far away they are.
It's very sad. And so even though I was struck by Tanny's reaction to it, I get it. I get the White Sox fan. It's like, yeah, it sucks that he's going to be pitching for someone, and we'll be here next year, and Tanny will have a Garrett Crochet 10 strikeout highlight from him, and we'll have to be like, yeah, that guy was here. You drafted him, you developed him, you figured out how to use him as an organization through two different regimes. you finally figured out how to get him to the place where you wanted him to be. And then at the end of it, it's, well, we're so bad, it doesn't make sense. We're not going to spend money in free agency. The best thing that we can do as an organization is take as many lottery tickets as we can on trades and hope that there is an all-star player that comes back in this trade years and years from now.
Well, Kyle Teal, the catcher, it's hard for me to get excited, even though he was like the Red Sox catcher of the future.
Yeah, but catchers get pushed.
Exactly. Catchers get pushed because the position is so hard to come by, and catchers are weird in terms of how they develop. I think you should be excited. If you want to get excited about one of these guys, Braden Montgomery has real power and a beautiful swing as a switch-hitting outfielder. 2 years at Stanford, and then he took crazy NIL money to go to Texas A&M and transfer.
Smart man.
And he got hurt there. Got hurt there in the playoffs in the College World Series, or maybe it was the conference championship. But either way, he hasn't played a pro game yet. So he was their first-round draft pick last year, but wasn't able to play. Now he's getting healthy. But that is a beautiful five-tool player who went to Stanford and was a two-way guy. Throws 98 as a pitcher. But that arm in right field really plays. This is a legit five-tool dude with great power. And I talked to a baseball scout who absolutely loves him.
And you know what you just described? Yoán Moncada.
Well, I was a third baseman, but I also described Kevin Alcantara.
But I'm saying five-tool player with power.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. But there's a lot of left-handed pop there. He's a switch, but he's the left-handed
same,
pop.
Stop, same man. With stop. Speaks. I appreciate you trying to educate the folks.
I'm trying to educate the folks.
Because there are probably one or two people out there who still care about the prospects. But after you've seen what happened here, look, man, a fan base should only have to deal with a rebuild every 25 years or so.
That's the problem, is they're asking you to do it again, and you
so
just
quickly,
did it.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's not two every five? Huh?
And look, I
literally
I
8 years. You've traded Sale, and you've traded Cease, and you've traded Crochet. You hit three times.
You traded Reese McGuire.
Yeah, I know we're up against it here. I won't have the same apathy. The only reason why they haven't traded Luis Robert because I feel like they failed him. If Luis Robert was able to reach his fullest potential, he'd probably be gone too. For no real reason.
He still might.
He still might be.
Which is really sad.
Is trying. The only thing that's separating him from Scott Boras as he sells Luis Robert is a pun. No bad puns from Chris Getz.
Did the White Sox fail Luis Robert, or did Luis Robert fail the White Sox? Did Luis Robert's fake little boxing workouts on Instagram during last offseason, did that fail Luis Robert, or did the White Sox ask him to do fake boxing workouts? Did Luis Robert at extended spring training not doing a damn thing fail Luis Robert, or did the White Sox fail Luis Robert?
I say the White Sox playing a hurt Luis Robert failed Luis Robert.
Yeah,
when you had a guy with one hand that was up there swinging a bat, and we all were like, hey, something seems to be up with Luis's hand.
I like the pie chart of blame. It's never one side's fault in these things.
But mostly the White Sox.
Mostly the White Sox.
When we come back, we will...
It's a terrible pie, by the way.
Speaking of blame... I mean, I don't know about that because the White Sox desserts are top notch.
That's true. We're still waiting on a tree, though.
That shake? Yeah, White Sox, we wanted a tree.
Not coming.
Never mind. It's fine. Jason Leisure is going to join us to talk about the latest with the Bears. We'll run some of our Bears theories and some of yours by him next on The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.